Mental illness is the result of frustration, in other words, of not being what one's biology requires one to be. Many people are required by their biology to be entrepreneurs, but only a tiny fraction of such people actually become entrepreneurs. Most end up working for someone else, often in an extremely menial capacity and always in a way that has little or no meaning. Such people are frustrated and therefore prone to being mentally ill. Obviously, their psychopathologies can assume different forms: OCD, bipolar disorder, schizoaffective disorder, depression, and so on. But their psychopathologies are to be understood in terms of their broken professional situations, not the other way around. In other words, their psychopathologies are the effects, not the causes, of their being losers, and their being losers is the effect, not the cause, of their broken professional situation. As more and more mid-level jobs are taken over by robots, it is increasingly impossible for people of an entrepreneurial turn of mind to find even moderate fulfillment working for other people. It is increasingly incumbent on such people to be the entrepreneurs that they are meant to be. And psychoanalysis in the 21st century must focus increasingly on getting such people to succeed in being the entrepreneurs that they are meant to be. As robots take over more and more mid-level positions, the workforce is being divided into three kinds of people: entrepreneurs, bureaucrats, and menials. An entrepreneur is someone who works for himself. A menial is someone who does low-level work. A bureaucrat is someone who has a fake white-collar job but doesn't really do anything. A bureaucrat is really a robot in human form, and bureaucrats are destined to be replaced in the near future by actual robots. The people who increasingly need psychoanalysis, and who can most benefit from it, are frustrated entrepreneurs, people who, in terms of their biology, should be entrepreneurs but who are being prevented from being entrepreneurs by an increasingly bureaucratic labor economy. I am going to focus my efforts as an analyst and educator on getting these would-be entrepreneurs to be actual entrepreneurs.